This is a good question. This one's about how much should I pay myself? What percentage of our revenue should go towards our salary? There's a couple other questions weaved in here. It's a good question. I'm going to read it to you and then I'm going to answer it. This one's from Tony. First off, what you do for people trying to get into the lawn care business is invaluable. Thank you. You're welcome. My question is simple, but I haven't seen it asked before. I have partnered with my boss and we are in the planning stage of our lawn care company. We work for a Forbes 200 company as managers and we'll be adopting many of the same processes we use here at our company. My question is this, what is the percentage range we should be putting toward our salary? I know the goal is 20% net profit. In saying that, what is the percentage a sole proprietor or partnership should be looking to pay themselves? Thank you for your time, Tony. So, there's a couple things weaved into this one question here that I think is worth addressing. But let's start with the salary range. So I'm going to address salary range, percent towards salary. I'm going to tell you what, when you get big, you should look at paying yourself. And then I'm going to talk about net profit. Real quick here in this message. Actually, I never do these real quick, so I'll see where this goes. So regarding the first one, how much should you pay yourself as a percentage of revenue? I don't think there's a magic answer to this one. I'm sure somebody has an answer, but everybody makes up answers to everything. So my opinion is I haven't the faintest idea. I've started a bunch of companies, and in my case, for a number of them, I haven't been paid at all for some period of time. In the software company, I think it was 3.5 years. I never got a cent, just put money in. And so obviously that's not the road that most people can travel, maybe shouldn't even travel. And so the real question is not how much should you pay yourself. The real question is how fast do you want to accelerate the thing that you're trying to build? So the reason why in my case, I haven't taken money out of some businesses for some period of time, or in some cases put money in, is because I wanted to go faster. So in the case of my lawn care company, we just put some money in to get it started, never put money in again. And we didn't know enough to go faster. So that was our problem there. And I think that tends to be the case with most guys that want to raise money, is it would do them no good because they don't know what they don't know yet. Like I didn't know what I didn't know when I started some of my businesses, because you just got to get in and learn the business and the industry and what clients want. Adding money to that doesn't solve the problem. And so where I'm going with that is that same concept that I didn't take money in the beginning because I wanted to put all the money back into the business to go a little bit faster applies in a different way to you. I don't think there's a percentage, because I could say, well, you know, you should take 5% of your gross revenue and put that towards your salary, but that's meaningless, because if you have no money left over, you can't take 5%. And if you have tons of money left over, now you have the consideration of, okay, do I take more than 5% of gross revenue as my salary? Or do, and I, by the way, totally made up that 5% number. I don't even know what that means. So don't go off that at all. But my point there is, if now you have money left over and you have more than 5% of gross revenue left over, let's put math to this. Let's say you do 500,000, 5% means you only make $25,000. You should make more than $25,000 in pay off of your $500,000 business. But let's say you have $100,000 left over of the $500,000. Now you have a decision. You could take all the $100,000. There's nothing wrong with that. It's your business. You created it to become a profit machine. You could take the $100,000 and live off of it. That's totally your right. And the money's there. And in that case, that's a 20% of your revenue could go towards your salary. And so, again, I'm being simplistic here. We're not talking about profit. We're just talking about money that you could take as a salary. But your decision is, would I rather only take $25,000 of that and put $75,000 in back into the business so maybe I could get it to $1 million next year? This is the constant consideration in everything you'll do, no matter what stage you get to in your business. It'll always be, I have this pile of money left over. How can I best utilize my pile of money? Is it best utilized to take off the table, put it in my personal bank account, maybe invest it personally? Or is it best used to take less of that money for me personally, put the money back into the business? Because the thing that I don't think most people think about is we are building assets. For most of us, our wealth is going to be in our businesses and not in equities that we're buying or real estate or other investments that we're making. Our biggest asset is going to be in this company. So you're thinking in terms of utilization of your money. I'm going maybe slightly off topic on you here, but I think this is how you make the decision. I don't think I can give you a percentage. So you need to make the decision and say, okay, what's the minimum I and my family can live with? You and your boss have to answer that. Your boss who's about to be your partner. You know, and by the way, you need to make sure that as soon as your partner's, you no longer think of him as your boss. You have to get away from that mindset. You guys are partners. So now back to the real question, and that is, let's say that you have this money left over. What's the minimum amount that you can live on? And I would recommend that you live as frugally as you can for 3 years, just as frugally as you can. I'd say more if you want to be more aggressive. And your attitude is that we're making an investment in the company because it'll change the course of my life, your family's life forever. You're going to give up a lot of stuff for 3 years and take as little money as you can. This is my attitude. And you put as much back in so you can get the business bigger faster. There is no magic here. If you want to grow a big business fast, it takes money. And if you don't give it the money, you don't grow a big business fast. And so you're going to have to take less money up front so that you can have big money later. There's no question about it. And so what's the minimum number you can live on? And I would say for the first 3 to 5 years, you need to figure out, based on where you're at, what's the minimum number you can live on so that you can have a huge pile later. And that's how you answer this question. It's not based on a percentage. The percentage is meaningless. If you say it's 10% or 5% and the money's not there, then who cares what magical number you made up? So think about it that way. What's the minimum you can live with so you can put the most amount of money back in the business? If you guys get to a point where you just flat out don't know how to make your business better, then you might as well take all the money out of it and quit putting money into the thing and just let it grow organically at its own speed, because you're dumping money into it's doing you no good. You know, so that's the angle. Now, as you grow this thing and it shifts from a scenario where you're constantly trying to figure out how much money you leave in the business, which I think that lasts for a long time. I've actually never made it out of that phase because I think you can just keep going bigger and bigger and bigger with these things. So I've never got out of that phase, personally. But eventually, you get to a point in the business where you're still in the phase of constantly every year saying, okay, how much of the profit and the money left over do we leave in the company versus take out and split up, or, you know, take out personally, or in your case, split between the partners. And it's that consideration versus how much do we put back in the business, because next year we think we could use this money for marketing and growth and create a bigger business that spins off more cash for us as the owners. And once you reach a point where there's enough money left that you could take a pretty large salary in the six figures, then what I think you do, based on the accounting advice I've received over the years, and you need to double check all of this for yourself, is that you pay yourself a salary that is equivalent to what you could go hire somebody else for to fill your shoes. So for example, if you're the president of the company and you're running a $5 million company, let's say you could go hire somebody to become president of your company for $120 a year, hypothetically. Somebody that's already done it for years and has a lot of experience, and you could go get them for $120 a year. Well, then in that case, you should probably be paying yourself $120 a year. If your job as a company could completely be replaced by somebody that for $80,000 a year, then you should probably pay yourself about $80,000 a year. You should pay yourself what it would cost to replace you. The remainder of the money left over in the company thereafter is what I would call profit. The remainder of that money, then you have a decision, and that decision is that we can either reinvest it or we can distribute it out to the owners of the company. So I said, and just gave the analogy of, you would pay yourself $120,000 if that's what it would cost to replace you. Actually, there might be an argument, going back to my original point, that you only pay yourself $60,000 and not the $120,000 that it would cost to hire somebody else, because you want to invest the other $60,000 in the business. My point there was not that if it would cost $120,000 to hire somebody else, that you pay yourself $120,000. My point was that once you reach a point where you could really afford to pay yourself quite a bit and still leave money in the company to grow it, then at that point you cap your salary at a number that it would cost you to bring somebody in to replace you. And then the remainder is considered profit. And that's the way I look at it. And that's the tax advice that I've been given over the years. And again, you would double check that for yourself. My final point in your question is you made the mention that your goal is 20% net profit. I would just mention to you that I don't think net 20% net profit is generally achievable in the commercial space unless you're running a fairly small business. But if you're going to build that business to the millions of dollars, I'm not really seeing many guys in this time creating 20% net profit businesses. That used to be the case, but things have really changed. So if your goal is 20% net profit, you need to really, in my opinion, have a heavy residential element to the business. And most guys in residential aren't even getting that number. So you've got to be very strategic about it to achieve that. But you can achieve it more likely, I believe, in a big residential company, which is a little more challenging to build. Good luck.